This morning, I'd like for us to consider the subject, spiritually speaking, a double life. Have you ever heard the phrase, either in real life or in the movies, regarding one who is leading a double life? Usually this phrase is one of shame and dishonor, as it can describe one who is not living as he or she should live, and is hiding it behind a cloak of hypocrisy, such as dishonest business people, one who travels the world and has a different mate in every city, all liars and all who are not what they pretend to be. However, spiritually speaking, there is an honorable double life that one can lead. In this study, we use the expression in a special way to describe the life God calls upon Christians to live, which is both positive and negative, thus double. With these things in mind, as we said, the lesson is entitled Leading a Double Life, or Leading a Spiritual Double Life. Notice that God calls upon us to love and to hate. There is a time to love and a time to hate, Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 8. We must love God and our neighbor. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke 10 and verse 27. We must love our brethren. Peter said, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, 1 Peter 1:22. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king, reads 1 Peter 2:17. The Bible says we must love the truth. There are those who receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 10 through 12. We should speak the truth, that we may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, Ephesians 4:15. We must love even our enemies, the Bible says. Jesus said, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5, 43 and 44. However, we must also hate, such as hating the world of evil. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Romans 12 and verse 9. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him, reads 1 John 2:15. We must hate every false way. The Bible says of Jesus, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, Hebrews 1:9. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way, the psalmist said in Psalms 119:104. We must hate even our own lives. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. John 12 and verse 25. In considering the lesson regarding a spiritual double life, God calls upon us to submit and to resist. We must submit to God. As the Bible said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, James 4, verses 6 and 7. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. The Bible says we must submit to one another, again in 1 Peter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Notice also we must submit to civil government. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. However, we must also resist Satan. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions or sufferings are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James chapter 4 and verse 7. We must resist false brethren as Paul did. He said, because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Reads Galatians 2, verses 4 and 5. We must resist wicked civil government. Peter and the other apostles said we ought to obey God rather than men, Acts 5 and verse 29. Even though the Jewish council commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus, Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Reads Acts chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. In leading a spiritual double life, God calls upon us to remember and to forget things we ought to remember: the death of Christ. Jesus, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Reads 1 Corinthians 11, 24 through 26. We ought to remember our past spiritual condition without Christ. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. We ought to remember to do good and to communicate or to share. The Bible says to do good and to communicate or share. Forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Hebrews 13 and verse 16. Useless things of the past we ought to forget. Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He goes on to say, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. In considering a lesson regarding a spiritual double life, God calls upon us to both run and to take a stand. There are some things that we ought to flee. For example, fornication. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body, reads 1 Corinthians 6:18. We ought to flee idolatry. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. 1 Corinthians 10:14. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired or consulted of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them, I say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I the Lord will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols, reads Ezekiel 14, verses 3 through 5. The Bible goes on to say that we are to put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry, reads Colossians 3 and verse 5. Sometimes we need to run or flee, but other times we have to take a firm stand. The Bible says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you or act like men, be strong, 1 Corinthians 16:13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, not just some of it, but all of it, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, reads Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 16. In leading a spiritual double life, God calls upon us to be peaceful and to fight. Consider those with whom we must be at peace. We should be at peace with the Heavenly Father, first and foremost. The Bible says, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, for He is our peace, who hath made both one, that is Jew and Gentile, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself a twain one new man, that is a Christian, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them which are nigh, reads Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. We should be at peace with our brethren. If ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where ending and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace, reads James chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. We should be at peace with all men as much as possible. recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Reads Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. However, being a Christian involves upsetting those who may be living in sin. Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, Jesus said. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10, 34 through 38. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses, Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Read 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. In closing, are we living this double life spiritually? Love, hate, submit, resist, remember, forgive, flee, standing, peaceful, fighting. If not, begin today by dying to self in order to live. Die with Christ, Romans 6, 3 and 4. Live for Christ, 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come while together we stand and sing?
When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
If my robe is white when he calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear. If my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening.